Morning in the Adirondacks is a beautiful piece by Sanford Robinson Gifford that immediately caught my attention. When looking at it from afar, it is a gorgeous painting with swirls of color. One focal point that drew me in was the mountain, reminiscent of Mount Olympus, emerging from the clouds. To me, that spoke of hope and power. The colors all seem bright and cheerful, and there are few hard edges. The wispy clouds and pink undertone makes the painting romantic, even surreal, and Gifford's passion is easily conveyed. However, I believe Morning in the Adirondacks has something more to offer. As you approach the painting, look at the finer details, specifically the scene in the bottom left corner. The clearing, the cabin, and canoes all seem to indicate that settlers have recently moved into the Adirondacks, which is what was occurring during the 1800s when this painting was created. Around that time, people started to recognize the timber potential the Adirondacks held and started to exploit the woods. The timber industry there grew so large that in 1894 it had to become a constitutionally protected forest. Looking at this painting, it is hard to imagine who would want to blemish that beauty, but imagine yourself standing in the clearing. Standing there, you see a scene reminiscent of the Lorax, with tree stumps everywhere. It would be hard to look at the full picture, which is a sight to behold. In the label, it notes that many Europeans thought Americans took nature and its beauty for granted, and this is a perfect example. They had a beautiful forest, but all they wanted out of it was its timber. The painting is still lovely, but its beauty is marred by the significant clearing in the bottom left. This is a painting done by Gifford right after he had visited the Adirondacks, so it was a description of what he saw there. But I believe this painting should make us all think. The settlers surely can't see the beauty they are destroying because they are too close, too intimate with it. Sometimes you need to stop and take a step back to see the full, glorious picture. This has been Maddie Johnson with another Bulldog Podcast.